This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, on our great American radio station affiliates. And special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite and the Internet, plus to our first responders, the EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and our construction workers, too. Not to forget about the bulk mail centers, where they're currently sorting out the mail to be delivered this morning, and the bulk mail haulers bringing the mail back and forth across the country. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, here she is again, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, Kim.
Good morning.
Now, the U.S. is on Friday talking about reinstituting tariffs against China, taking the 10% tariff on our side up to 25% to match what the Chinese charge us. And this apparently is going to create some problems somewhere along the line, so people are saying. Yesterday, the market, the stock market, reacted very unfavorably, and then all of a sudden in the afternoon, it woke up and said, well, wait a minute, this isn't going to be as bad as they say.
Well, apparently China reneged on a couple of stipulations that their representative had signed off on in written form to us. And it's probably because their representative, whatever his name is, doesn't matter, made some of these pledges slash promises without the whole sanction of the very top of the Chinese government.
Uh-oh.
Right. And now China is sending two or three others here to the United States, I think tomorrow and Thursday, to again relook at some of these conditions that China had signed off on and reneged on. So that was, I think, why the stock market may have recovered some. But remember, Trump has said, we're not going to sign a deal just to have a deal. If it's not a good deal, we're not going to sign it. We're going to walk away. And then you impose some tariffs, somewhere between 10% and 25%. Imposing tariffs on what just yet, we don't know. I hope it's not the farmers. They've been taking way too many hits. And
yeah,
in order to keep them afloat, we've been subsidizing them, which, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's still costing us money.
Well, another hit that they've taken is this flood relief out in the Midwest where the farmers, a lot of their lands are underwater. They can't plant their crops, and they're looking for some sort of relief. The Democrats are holding all that up down here because they want more money for Puerto Rico. And by the way, Puerto Rico, the big problem that was there was because of all the graft and corruption that went on in Puerto Rico. They got $91 billion worth of aid down there. They're getting it in groups. As you use one for one project, you get more, you get more, you get more. But the mayor down there and her cronies were selling some of the relief supplies right out of the port down there and putting the money in their pocket.
Yeah, we heard some of that. I'm not sure that that's the reason that we're kind of pushing back some on Puerto Rico. I think most of it has had to do with where the money was going that we had provided to them for their power plants, for their power grid, and it was that in itself wasn't going where it needed to go.
No, it was not going to the power plants at all. It was going elsewhere for other things. And, you know, you got to have power. We know that. And, my God, they lost all of their infrastructure when it came to the power lines and the poles snapped down. Some of that stuff was, what, 100 years old, right?
Well, I don't know if it was 100 years old, but it had not been upgraded. And
no.
It was at all. And it was in a very feeble condition to begin with. So, you know, any amount of wind that was probably over 10 miles an hour just took out the rest of it.
So that's what the big stalemate is right now on the hurricane relief. And, by the way, Florida is also included in that. The president, by the way, I believe tomorrow, I think, is going to Panama City. Is that right?
I don't know that, but I would be very happy that he would, because I really don't want them to abandon Tyndall Air Force Base.
No, they're not going to do that, but he is definitely going.
Well, they have so far. The Democrats will not.
They haven't given him the money. They have not given him the money to rebuild Tyndall.
They stopped construction. They relocated 11,000.
Yep, because they've not given him the money, and that's all part of this problem they've got going back and forth. But we'll see what the president does in Panama City. I think it's tomorrow. If not, it's Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday, one or the other. But he will be in Panama City. I got an invitation to go up there and attend the rally because it's going to be a rally, amongst other things, up there, too. So we'll see how all that plays out.
Yes, sir.
Very good stuff. Okay, now... it's not just about the situation that we've got with China, but, I'll wait till we come back. But we've got something going on with the vice president in Venezuela, and it looks like as if the vice president, Pence, is offering some carrots, if you will, to the Venezuelan military and some other people in the Venezuelan government. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And what do over 300,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Why, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys. Now, defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So go on over to my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the live link that's right there for the USCCA, and the first thing you'll see is an opportunity to sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway, so make sure you do that. And then check out becoming a member, because by becoming a member, you can get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which will give you more opportunities to save money on different things for hunting, for camping, for fishing, and I'm sure you're going to like what you see there. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there, and away you go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
So our vice president is dangling carrots, if you will, in front of the Venezuelan military, so we're being told, and warning the judges in Venezuela not to do anything rash with the people that they are arresting, because they're arresting people in droves right now down there that are rioting.
What Pence is doing is apparently there's a package of incentives, not only for the military but for the judges. On top of that, there's an additional 25 people in Venezuela. We don't know who the 25 people are that we are going to sanction as individuals. So I'm trying to think of his name, who's head of the envoy, Elliot Abrams.
Right.
They have worked together with some kind of a new assistance package for Venezuelans that have fled the country, and some of the others that are in significant roles, including the magistrates or the judges on the Venezuelan Supreme Court, so that we can give additional assistance to Guaido. Now, this is interesting because the timing is says that this is being done on the heels of Trump having a conversation with Putin where Putin pledged that he would not get involved in Venezuela.
Uh-huh.
So we may be taking him at his word. Now, we also have a whole pile of these corrupt people in Venezuela in key positions that we need to have bail out. They are the ones that have essentially stolen state property, narcotics, and had to do with their oil. And they've been under the protection of Maduro. We pretty much know who they are. And so we're probably saying to them, we will give you some kind of waiver or pass if you bail out on this guy. Otherwise, we're going to come after you. So anyway, we're probably looking at a whole fascinating sense of who we can incentivize to break their loyalty with Maduro. So we don't know what those specifics are, but we're doing everything we can to show that Guaido is got the full support of the United States. Now Maduro is saying that Guaido is a puppet of Washington D.C. I don't think that he is. That's just, you know, a bluster coming from Maduro himself.
Okay, now I've got some information coming out of Israel by way of Haaretz. It says the Israeli military lifted protective restrictions today on residents in southern Israel, while Gaza's ruling Hamas terrorist group reported a ceasefire deal had been reached to end the deadliest fighting between the two sides since the 2014 war. Over 20 Palestinians have died, several hundred injured. Four Israelis have died, about 100 injured, in the latest round of missile firings and retaliations from IDF forces. Over 700 rockets were fired.
Yeah, the ceasefire officially happened yesterday. Israel put a whole bunch of tanks at that border. They're not trusting any of this, and rightly so, but there were no more rockets. So, Egypt and Jordan, are mostly Egypt, are the ones that are in charge of the ceasefire kind of things, and so that has, in fact, happened. The one thing that, or two things that Israel did was they took out the Hamas cyber operation.
Yeah, destroyed the whole building.
Yeah, the whole building. Mm-hmm. And then they also took out the money man. He was driving in his car, and there was a very targeted airstrike, if you will, destroyed him and his car.
Okay, well, yeah, that's one way to do it. Now, the other thing that's going on when we talk about our border is an ICE program now is going to allow the police to detain illegal migrants for up to 48 hours This is something that's, I believe, in addition to what they've been doing, or is it a new program altogether? I remember, I think.
Kind of a new program that we need to have some detention facilities that help out because of the volume. So the sheriff's, not the police, I think it's the sheriff's offices across the country have been tapped on the shoulder to help with this situation. I know that the sheriff of Pinellas County, where we are,
yep,
is one of those that's included in the program.
Now, the Trump administration plans to allow 30,000 more foreign workers temporarily into the United States for seasonal work through the end of September, a move that reflects how the booming economy has increased demands for workers around the country. This isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it's got some people squawking about it.
Oh, well, you know, there's so many moving parts when it comes to visas, when it comes to seasonal workers that we not only need, but we have historically had for decades, and we can't really stop those. I mean, the farmers need them.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think that Trump has said that he's going to increase the numbers of those seasonal worker, their visas. So what number, we don't know.
Now, Mr. Michael Cohen made the perp walk yesterday and took a little drive over to Pennsylvania to the minimum security federal prison there.
It was in New York.
Oh, New York, okay, along the river, I believe. But anyway, here's what he had to say before he hopped in the car and disappeared.
And friends, that the country will be in a place without xenophobia, injustice, and lies at the helm of our country. There still remains much to be told, and I look forward to the day that I can share the truth. And thank you all very much.
Share what truth?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a liar.
Let me tell you, I heard something yesterday when he was reporting to Otisville or Otisburg or Otis, wherever this
right.
prison is.
Mm-hmm.
He got a choice of prisons.
Yeah, I heard that too.
He got a choice. Now, how many other guilty people get a choice of what prison they go to?
Nobody I know of.
Exactly. So, I mean, automatically right there we have a, you know, two sets of penal justice system. And this place, it's a country club.
Yep.
I mean, it's absolutely a country club.
Yep. Tennis courts, golf course, swimming pool. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Well, we should all have it so rough, right?
Precisely.
Yeah. Now, this is on the edge of, I think, an Air Force base, too, up around, what is that, Newburgh? It's up around Newburgh someplace.
Well, it's about 90 miles north of New York City.
Yeah, that's Newburgh, right in that area. So
yeah,
it's... Yep. All right. Well, here comes the music in my ear. That means I got to let you go, and we'll talk tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great articles that she writes and sign up for her daily sit rep, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. All right. We're coming back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Congratulations again on your amazing comeback and your amazing life, and for giving sports fans everywhere a lifetime of memories.
At the White House, President Trump honors Tiger Woods.
President Trump tees up the Presidential Medal of Freedom for Tiger Woods.
And for giving sports fans everywhere a lifetime of memories. We can't wait to see what's next, Tiger. It's going to be good. We know that. It's going to be good because there are no winners like you. Now I'd like to ask the military aide to come forward and read the citation for Eldrick Tiger Woods Presidential Medal of Freedom.
I'm Tim Berg.
In other news, stocks down across the board. On Wall Street, the Dow off 66 points to close at 26,438. The NASDAQ down almost 41 points, and the S&P 500 down 13 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news, you betcha, on the Captain's America Third Watch, second one of the morning. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you, one in right here in Clearwater, Florida, and the other one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston. And here's more information about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Hey, it's the captain here with a message for all my military listeners at MacDill Air Force Base and the dozens of other bases across the United States where people are listening to me right now. Patrick Air Force Base, Moody Air Force Base, and others, Stewart Air Force Base, just to name a few. Now, there is an important date coming up in your future you might want to take a look at, and that would be Friday, May the 31st, because that's the next startup date for the National Aviation Academy with classes in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. And you've been hearing me talk about them for years. Now, NAA has helped hundreds of vets make the transition to an aviation career in the private sector. They have a team of specialists that can work with your career separation plan and help you out. The top 10% of aviation maintenance people make well over $80,000 per year. So what are you waiting for? And for more information on their statistics and the upcoming classes, go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide, slap open for you. Well, one common ingredient of every Liberty brief is a senior enlisted service member. Now, standing center stage in front of junior personnel in a sit, kneel, stand circle below warnings about do's and don'ts so outlandish that they're inevitably met with scoffs of those in attendance, a soldier actually climbed over the safety rail and fell into an active volcano in Hawaii last weekend. What a dope. What a dope. He survived. An Army Criminal Investigation Command special agent collapsed and died at a physical fitness test at the United States Military Academy in New York State. Wow. Now, officials at Fort Bliss, Texas are currently investigating a soldier for his alleged ties to a neo-Nazi group. The Army confirmed that yesterday at Fort Bliss, Texas. By the way, an Alaskan company and its subsidy have paid more than $2 million to settle a lawsuit filed by the federal government that accused the company of paying kickbacks and bribes to secure government contracts at an El Paso Army post. Not smart. And U.S. Army medical researchers want to equip combat medics with a head-up display so that they can connect with surgeons in the rear for help with critically wounded troops on the battlefield. Now, that is something similar to what we have in the ambulances where we can talk to the hospitals. And soldiers from the 3rd Infantry Division recently had a chance to test some improved features the Army has designed for the Joint Light Tactical Vehicle. By the way, one of them was a laser. You heard me right. A laser. We'll see how that works out. And General James McConville had some backup during the hearing on Capitol Hill as members of the Senate Armed Services Committee considered his nomination to become the Army's next chief of staff. He had his entire family seated there. Good for him. By the way, a petition was filed asking the White House to give Riley Howell, a University of North Carolina Charlotte student and an ROTC cadet, a burial with full military honors. He was the student who sacrificed his life at the shooting at the UNC campus in Charlotte. And the mountaintop runaway on Santa Catalina Island, a tourist destination off the Southern California coast, has reopened after 5 months of construction. The Seabees and the Marines finished the mountaintop tarmac, so everything's good in Santa Catalina Island area. Now, the Secretary of the Navy, Richard B. Spencer, paid a visit to the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard as members of Northern New England's congressional delegation continue to lobby to preserve projects there and continue to build ships there. Also, just days after the Navy's new second fleet stands up later this month, its commander will push the USS Mount Whitney command ship, along with dozens of other vessels, into the Baltic Sea to direct a major exercise under the watchful eyes of the Soviet Union. And a T-6 Texas II trainer that crashed near Joint Base San Antonio Randolph in Texas back in September experienced engine failure caused by an improperly installed fuel transfer tub, a tube locking plate, according to an accident investigation board report that came out this week. And in a historic moment for aviation, the F-22 Raptor demonstration team flew alongside the U.S. Navy Blue Angels in a rare formation over the skies of Beaufort, South Carolina on the 25th of April. The U.S. Air Force General Todd D. Walters has been sworn in as the top military officer of the 29-nation U.S. NATO military alliance. That means that General Walters will be the new commanding officer for NATO. So congratulations to the general for that. Also, Davis-Montham Air Force Base in Tucson is currently hosting an exercise that officials say will provide realistic training for combat search and rescue missions. And a successful ground test has moved the U.S. military one step closer to pulling anti-missile lasers and installing them on their aircraft. When Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson visited the AWERTS pilot training program in Austin, Texas last year, she watched as trainees took flight from the seats in front of her through the use of virtual reality. And Lieutenant General David Berger, the nominee to be the next top Marine, told lawmakers during his confirmation hearing that there may be another gender-integrated boot camp class in 2020. The outgoing Marine Corps Commandant said that his current relocation of Marines from Okinawa to Guam needs to be reviewed. And that's a lot of what's going on here with the military. There is some National Guard news. Salt Lake Police, a bomb squad, and Utah National Guard explosive professionals removed two potentially explosive devices from a Salt Lake City home over the weekend. Also, Camp Gruber Training Center near Braggs, Oklahoma, celebrated both the beginning of a project and the completion of one on Friday. Their current facility at Camp Gruber is over, finished, and done. And Sergeant First Class Johnson McGale is pitching the Connecticut Army National Guard to a high school senior who's torn about her future. But the Connecticut Army National Guard is now facing an uphill battle trying to meet their recruiting needs, pitching to all kinds of individuals in the high school and whatnot. By the way, the Coast Guard cutter Hollyhock has set a buoy tending record. Congratulations to the crew. Shortly after 8 a.m. recently, the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Hollyback and her crew, surrounded by fishing boats under an overcast sky, pulled away from the Algonquin Pier, embarking on a buoy-tending mission that would set the record for the ship and others in the Coast Guard. Congratulations to them. That's tough work, I know. Tough work. Okay. Coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be right back with us. So, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Before I get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, did you know that now when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you'll pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit? It is Military Month at Moss Family Automotive. That means all of the four dealerships, whether or not you buy a new Chevy or a new Nissan or get any of the pre-owned vehicles in the Moss Family inventory, you will be able to get it for no money down and delay your payments for up to 6 months with approved credit. Now, you can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, MossFamilyChevrolet.com/free-credit-check. Now, Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay, and they're the home of You Serve, You Save, the program that saves veterans and active military, plus first responders, a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down with no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free-credit-check. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll save you even more money. Well, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Joe Biden is in the news for all the wrong reasons. he came out and he shot his mouth off again about voter suppression. And he's speaking about the Jim Crow laws or sneaking back in. Listen to this.
Folks, speaking of dignity, it means we have to protect, which is not happening now, the single most important right you have as an American, the right to vote. The right to vote. And folks, last year, 24 states introduced or enacted at least 70 bills to curtail the right to vote. And guess what? Mostly directed at, quote, people of color. You see it. We got Jim Crow sneaking back in. No, I mean it. It's all crap. Why? Why? Because they know. You saw it in North Carolina. You saw what happened in Georgia. You saw what happened in Florida. Why? You know, if everybody has an equal right to vote, guess what? They lose. They lose.
Well, once again, Joe Biden has chose to lie about the 24 states and about the 70 bills. Because, yeah, there were voting rights bills, but it was called Voter Identification Acts.
Well, they don't want that. I mean, it's, you can't cheat if you actually check. We're the only place in the entire world that doesn't force people to actually show ID in many places around the country. It's a joke. I mean, it's voter suppression is absolutely absurd. It really is. And not to mention, I've had long diatribes about this on my program over the years and talked about the fact that this grand idea that you want, get everybody out to vote, and I voted. Get people out to vote that know what they're talking about, okay? Do everybody a solid out there. If you don't have a clue, don't vote. I wouldn't walk into a neurosurgeon's operating room and they were deciding what to do with a patient and interject my vote because I don't know. The whole voter registration stuff drives me absolutely berserk.
And two of the states that he mentioned, Georgia and Florida, are where the Democrats illegally tried to do vote harvesting by putting ballots out that were who knows what, that didn't have seals on them, which means right away the votes don't count if they're in an unsealed box because they just don't count. They've been tainted and tampered with. And that happened in Georgia. That happened in Florida. And that's voter suppression? I think not.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what's going to end up being a nightmare is if they start allowing people to vote on their phones. And
they're talking about it.
Yeah, I know. Listen. When I was younger, it was a day of almost civic responsibility. That's closed the schools. They still do.
Uh-huh.
In some areas around the country where you come together as a community and you would come and you would vote and you would see your neighbors that were there.
Well, plus the schools are where you went to vote.
Yeah. And you actually, you know, you took the time off and you went and you did it. In my opinion, that was the right way to do things. So we need to get back to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Newt Gingrich made a comment, and I agree with him. He says, anyone who's serious knows that the booming economy has nothing to do with former President Barack Obama, and the credit should go to President Donald Trump and the Republicans who made it such.
I'm not getting any argument here. Listen, and I wouldn't just blame it on Obama. I think many of the things that were done under the Bush administration were just patently absurd and wrong. I mean, let's face it. We had 16 years of no wage growth for the most part here in this country, and that was, you know, that was under Bush and that was Obama. Without a doubt, Trump has changed that and turned things around.
Do you know what the average economy grew at over the 8 years of Barack Obama?
I think it was one something, if I'm not mistaken, 1.7, 1.8.
1.6%.
And right around there.
Yeah, and right away, Donald Trump, the first 2 years, has doubled that and then some.
Well, listen, my biggest thing, and I've said this before to you, I think it's great. We've got the GDP growth, and we're going to continue to see that. I really like the jobs numbers. They're phenomenal. You take a look at the amount of job openings around the country. I see it everywhere I go. Plus, the fact that we're seeing wage growth. That's a game changer for the country. We got extended periods of time where there's no wage growth, and it makes it very difficult. And that's where all these socialists stop popping up.
Right. And, of course, when we do cut taxes and regulations and when we encourage businesses, we wind up. And by the way, when we go to become energy self-sufficient, which we've done, we're now an exporter, major exporter. That's something that the Democrats don't agree with. But that's when things get better, not worse, better.
Yeah, I agree. I want to listen, maybe change what we're doing when it comes to foreign policy as well.
Well, yeah, but we've got a long ways to go on that one. Now, again, and I'm going to keep talking about this one, because the U.S. jobs machine, wow, in April, they blew it away. I mean, through 263,000 new hires, unemployment rate falls to 3.6%, and it just absolutely wiped out what the prognosticators were saying it was going to be. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's a private sector numbers, too, which is great. Seeing these jobs being created in the private sector. I know it's anecdotal, but I've got, quite a few. I mean, it's the bulk of my business, small business owners in and around the country, all over the place. And I know, back under, Obama in particular, they were very cautious in regards to spending their money and expanding their businesses and getting involved in different things because of fear of additional regulations, costs that went along with that. You get the government out of your way, you remove the red tape, and these people want to go out and build and create. They don't like having cash sitting around. They like putting cash to work.
Now, did you see that Chuck Schumer now backs our President Donald Trump in the China trade talk escalation?
I didn't see anything about Schumer in regards to that, but there's a lot of people actually that are keeping their mouths shut, believe it or not, that do support this. In particular, a lot of the tech industry. I mean, they wouldn't be caught dead, many of them coming out saying so, but who wants their ideas stolen? Nobody. You spend all of this money on research development, and then you have all this forced technology transfer issues that undergo, and intellectual property rights that are taken advantage of. To me, that has always been the biggest thing when it comes to trade. The deficits, we have trade deficits with China because we can spend more money. Our economy is bigger. To me, it's all about that. It's all about them not stealing our ideas.
Now, we got about 30 seconds or so left here before the music starts in my ear. I've noticed something, and I've been watching something, and Jerry Falwell Jr. made a comment the other day based on some of the things that I've seen and heard. He predicts an even greater evangelical wave of support for President Donald Trump in 2020. And these are some of the people who have sat on the sidelines and have not voted in the last election or two because they just couldn't stand, whatever was going on. But now they see where this president's going. They see where the country's going. They like it. And more people are going to get involved in voting, especially when it comes from the evangelicals.
I think it's good. Yeah, I think that I don't know that area that well. And I mean, obviously he does better than I do. I look at it. I think it's going to be difficult for people to vote against their wallets and their homes and what they're experiencing around them. That's going to be a very difficult thing. And I think that's the biggest thing out there.
Thank you, my friend. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And again, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com to find out more about him. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. All right, we're going to take a break, top of the hour. And when we come back, Mr. Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, will be with us. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third World.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.